the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Americans are spending less time listening to YouTube. According to new data from Edison Research, 6% fewer Americans used it last week, according to the data. Joe Rogan comes off the platform in September. UK Music, a group of music organisations, have published guidance on working safely through COVID-19, including in recording studios. The advice should be useful for podcast hosts and editors as well. And if you work in the UK audio industry, 15% of UK audio network members have submitted their salary information anonymously to help with pay transparency. If you haven't done that yet, step to it. In Canada, the Podcast Exchange has launched programmatic advertising for premium podcasts. TPX can now work with agencies to create deals that meet the needs of their clients, whether it's buying by genre, demo, publisher, region, or language. Audioboom has closed its Indian office. While the podcast market in India has grown over the past 5 years, CEO Stuart Last tells us, it's not become big enough for us to sustain an operation there. And he adds that Audioboom's hosting platform will still be available to podcasters in India, of course. Well, Amar Deshpande writes about his journey with Audioboom, which started in 2016. We'll link to that today. His company is now looking at exclusives with different platforms, including JioSaavn. And by comparison, Spotify now has over 200 episodes of local Spotify originals in India, according to the Podcast Hub, which looks at the company's investment there. Lower Street has unveiled a rebrand and new website promoting their production services with brands. Castopod is an open source hosting platform made for podcasters. It's due to launch later this year as part of an initiative called Pod Libre. Podthon 20 is a virtual summit on July the 18th to the 19th. Tickets are available now. One of the speakers is our editor, that's me, in a panel with other podcast newsletter editors. The Podcast Academy is doing a true crime workshop on July the 14th and a webinar on mixing and managing your audio on August 12th. Both events are free. And nothing to do with podcasting, but Apple's Keynote has had an update with a new feature to play a slideshow in a window, which those of us who do a lot of presenting in Zoom will like. Oh, and after we reported it as a bug, Player FM's RSS feed checker now identifies itself correctly, which is brilliant. So thank you for fixing that. And in podcast news, a new podcast for professional wrestling fans has been launched. First Match with Jesse Cage will go behind the scenes with wrestling's superstars. Across the world, people are working for apps, not for human bosses. The Gig looks at the people behind the gig economy, starting with a season on the app almost everyone's used, Uber. The original Grateful Dead podcast, the Good Old Grateful Deadcast, has launched, focusing on the band's Working Man's Dead album, which was released 50 years ago this year. Technology Untangled is a new fortnightly show from Hewlett-Packard Enterprise. Produced by Lower Street, it tries to decipher technology's rapid evolutions to work out what'll shape our future. And Junk Food, yum! The Junkies, with Australian comedians Dave O'Neill and Kitty Flanagan, are investigating junk food in this new podcast. The current episode is all about salt and vinegar potato chips, which in this country are in purple packets. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.